This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mr. Kurt Rogers joins us in studio as well. How are you, sir?
Afternoon, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, this is a special edition of Haystack Help Radio, and we call it Your Money Matters. And each week, Kurt's with us, and we have special guest in studio. Kurt, before we get to our special guest today, let's talk a little bit about things on your side. Now, rates seem to be stabilizing a little bit.
Yes.
So what are you seeing in the market, and what are you seeing in the coming months?
Well, if you'd have talked to me back in November, because they were predicting that rates would go up 3 to 4 times in 2019. The economy is still doing well, but they're starting to understand the impact when they raise the rates, what it's starting to do to the housing market, and it actually slowed it down. It started taking people out of the ability to be able to qualify for loans. So all indications are mortgage rates haven't changed. They've actually gone down in the last 60 days dramatically. They're down in the fours. And when I say four, I mean in the low fours. There are some that are under four. So when you start looking at rates, and that is starting to drive more people back into the market. And what we're seeing, we're starting to get a lot of calls. Folks are thinking, okay, rates are going to go up. So if my value keeps increasing on my house, maybe now's the time that I refinance it and pay off some of that Christmas debt or pay off some car loans, because I'm able to borrow the money so cheaply and not really affect my equity because the values are going up so much. So we're seeing a lot of people starting to get into that and take advantage of these rates being here. All indications are they're going to stay here throughout the year. Mm-hmm. I actually read an article yesterday. They're talking maybe at the end of the year, depending on how things go, they may lower the rates. So I think if you're in the market, this might be our last chance to get your rates in the low fours, to seriously look at it.
Sure.
Whether you do it now, whether you do it in 3 months, now's the time.
Now's the time to give Kurt a call, though, just to let him look at your situation and see if it might be the right thing for you to do, maybe refinance, or maybe if you're looking at a new purchase, they can help you out. 720-895-0500 and their website, aimortgage.net. Well, we're glad to have back in studio, returning guest now several times, Kelly O'Connor.
Yay.
Kelly is with Senior Care Authority. So, Kelly, always nice to see you.
Hello. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here with you.
You know, we just love your smile when you come in. You just have a beautiful smile.
Well, thank you so much. I love what I do. That's for sure.
We can tell.
And, you know, that I tell you, that means a lot, doesn't it? Just to get up every morning and get to go do something you enjoy doing.
It does. I love being of service to people and just being there for them, especially during their time of need, is when I meet many clients when they're either in the hospital or rehab and really looking for what's next in their life. I love to be able to come in with a whole toolkit of answers and to be able to help guide them and navigate the system. It can get pretty complex and pretty hairy pretty quick.
Right. You know, I don't know about you guys, but as you drive around, there seems to be more and more of these senior homes.
Correct.
You know, I mean, every corner. And yeah, from what I understand, most of them are full.
They are. A lot of places are on wait lists. And so that's one of the key places. We have so many that are coming up, and there's a new one that's going to be opening in Inglewood coming up this summer. It's going to be a beautiful new one that I just went and met with the directors there. But really, a lot of them are on wait lists, and you know, funding, you know, Your Money Matters, you know, looking at how do you fund
these,
it? You know, long-term care, it does get really, really expensive.
So with the one opening up in Inglewood, we have 10,000 people a day turning 62. Well, that means that and that's been happening for about the last 5 years.
Yep.
So that means we got about 10,000 people a day turning 70, so or 80. And as they start to get there, those long-term care facilities are going to be needed. What are some of the conversations that you have with people prior to them even thinking about it, or that they may want to talk about to understand?
Well, one thing I think it's really important with a family is to really have conversations about what you want your elder years to look like. Not senior years, but really your elder years. And what do you want that to look like? Different families have different values and they have different belief systems. And so I think that's the one thing in the early stages, is really to get clear about what you want, and then looking and having some open and honest conversations about how do you fund the long-term care. What would that mean? Do we want to bring in home care for a little bit? Do we want to move to a senior living community? Or do we want to stay at home forever? These are really personal conversations that happen, and they differ from family to family, and sometimes they differ within a family. And so it's really important for the senior and the elder to be very clear about what their intentions are, what their goals are, and what their plan is with their children.
Now, you've been doing this how long, Kelly?
So I've been in the industry since 2010. I started as a hospice volunteer.
Okay.
So. And it's changed. Yeah, the industry. I learn something new every day. And, you know, I've been really fortunate because I've been able to work in all levels of care between independent living, assisted living, memory care, home care, hospice, and long-term care, skilled nursing.
So you've seen a lot of different things.
A lot of different things. And it really is, there's different strategies that people can take advantage of at different periods of time. And what we find is that people are really waiting too late to have some really important conversations, where there's some early interventions that can happen where someone can get a little bit extra help, maybe at the home. You know, Denver's known for its quality senior resources. And so there are some ways that people can get some help at home to have a better and higher quality of life.
So I mentioned a lot of these homes around, but they're all different. I mean, they provide different services. So what are there several, three or four different categories of, you know, senior living? Because some provide medical, some don't, some, you know, so what are different types of homes that are out there available?
I would say there's really three major types. There's independent living, assisted living, and skilled nursing. And so skilled nursing is the round-the-clock medical care. Those have been nursing homes, traditional, you know, the convalescent homes that we remember, you know, where people are really, really sick, usually that are living in skilled nursing, or they have some specific needs that really need a nurse that's there and available. The other is independent living, which you have to be independent to live there. They do have usually a restaurant, and they'll have transportation and activities and so forth. But it's really for that independent senior that doesn't want to manage a home anymore, that really would like to have, you know, a concierge or security overnight, that if there were an emergency, they could press a button and call, and really looking for that socialization.
But pretty much they're independent. They can dress themselves, feed themselves.
Exactly.
Make good decisions, all that.
Well, right. And I would think that those type of facilities have grown more than the other that need all the medical attention. Because when you talk about senior care, some people automatically think, well, that's a nursing home. That's not the case.
It's not the case. And assisted living has only been as a sort of product type, if you will, for about 40 years. And so assisted living didn't exist 40 years ago. So our parents that are in their 80s and 90s, they don't really understand what assisted living is. And assisted living is a spectrum of care. It's not just one thing. So that's the reason why I love working with families, is because I can help go in and do an evaluation and assessment to determine what they need and to match them up with the assisted livings that provide the quality care that they need. Because there's some that do a very low level of care. So there are assisted livings where unless you can propel yourself in a wheelchair to get yourself to the dining room or to the restaurant, if you need help getting to the dining room, then you can't live there. It's not the right place. It's for a more independent assisted living.
For folks that just want to be around other folks the same age.
Yes, that need some medication management, maybe some help with some bathing and dressing, but just minor help.
Minor stuff.
And then there's some others that provide amazing care, almost a skilled level, nursing level of care, that will have 24-hour nursing in assisted living. And so that's the reason why I love doing what I do, is because I can help families really discern what those are. You know, the cost for 24-hour nursing in an assisted living environment is going to be higher than one that has an LPN that's there just 5 days a week. So again, going through and really reviewing what their goals are, what their needs are, where their budget is, we do a full analysis.
And I imagine the first battle most of the time is trying to convince that loved one that it's not safe to stay in their home anymore.
It might be an idea to start moving in that direction.
Yeah. So, I mean,
that's a hard conversation.
It's a really hard conversation. And Kurt, I know you work with people with home ownership all the time. And, you know, your home is your castle. And that's your largest way that you've built, you know, your nest egg is through your home in a lot of cases, especially with Denver with prices going up. And so people, that you know, their home is where they raise their children. It's where their grandchildren come and play. They know their neighbors. They're comfortable, even though the environment may not be safe. They're comfortable with the environment the way it is. And so that initial conversation is really, really critical to just start easing into the conversation slowly but surely.
Go ahead.
Is that something that you can assist with a little bit? Because let's say, you know, there's family members here, and man, they just spent Christmas with family, and they say, wow. And they all got together and said, man, we've got to do something. But every time they bring it up, the loved one gets defensive or something. So they can tell, because you're always still the child to that parent.
Exactly.
Okay.
You are.
Always. No matter how old you are. And so when you start telling them, you need to do this, I mean, like I say, those kids, so is that something that you could say, hey, look, if all you guys agree, which I think that's the first thing all the people caretaking need to agree on, then, hey, maybe it's something a third party comes in and just talks with them and tries to get them to see.
Yeah, I do a facilitated family conversation. And like you said, one of the things that's really important is that all the loved ones are on the same page first. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is it is such a delicate conversation with the parent. And so I want to make sure that all of the adult children understand all the different levels of care. I want to make sure that they're very clear about what they're talking about and what they're wanting their parents to do. And then we can go in and you know, gently have a conversation with the parents. There's a lot, you know, parents are, they're adults. And so they, just as teenagers have the right to make bad decisions, you know, adults have the right to make bad decisions too. And so they may, for whatever reason, choose to stay in an environment that's less than safe for themselves for a variety of reasons. And so part of it is getting the adult children to understand that it is their right. And even though we're worried about them, you know, they have the right to make a bad decision. But a lot of times you'll find that the parents will, with a third party, they'll slowly come around and they'll start to admit some of the things that would be helpful if they had extra help around the house. And I have some wonderful home care partners that usually is a nice first step to get the parent used to having help in the home and a little bit of extra assistance.
When we come back, I want to, I got some questions because I got a personal story on that.
Okay, great.
You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. And you know what? If you've got questions for Kelly, now's the time to call 303-477-5600. Maybe you're going through this scenario right now. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to turn. And I can't imagine the amount of hours it would save you to have someone that knows all the different homes that are out there and then what their services are and which one would be the best fit for you. And so this is a great service. Again, it is Senior Care Authority. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio in a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. And once again, if you've got any mortgage needs whatsoever, I promise you, this is the team you can trust at Affordable Interest Mortgage and Kurt Rogers. They'll take great care of you, 720-895-0500. Kelly O'Connor is our guest today. She is with Senior Care Authority. You can check out their website, seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro. Again, that's seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro. And her number is 720-500-2550. 720-500-2550.
And before the break, I told you I wanted to come back to this. I have a personal friend that is having issues. Now, his mother is in the mid-80s, and she has dementia. And there's, you know, she'll repeat the same thing over and over within a 15-minute conversation several times. And she requires, she doesn't know, remember to take her pills. There's a lot of things she doesn't. Now, one of the advantages that my friend has is the neighbor lady will come over, and they've worked out an arrangement to where he will pay her so much just to make sure she's okay, that she's got up, that the stove's not on, and things like that. In your conversations, do you ever suggest that to people that maybe a neighbor or something kind of help that can break the ice to that parent and let them know that maybe this is, if they start seeing this kind of help, that this might be something that's beneficial?
You know, there's a really delicate balance between yes. really respecting the privacy and dignity of your parent and engaging the neighbors to come in and get involved.
Correct.
It's really, really a delicate balance. But I think that a lot of times the elder will confide into a neighbor before, and the neighbor often will see things before the adult children will really notice and see those things. And so really, you know, we're brought up in communities, we live in communities, and we live in neighborhoods, and I think that's the one of the reasons why it's really important to make good relations when you go and visit your older parents, to make sure and check in with the neighbors as well.
Because sometimes the neighbors might be able to open up a conversation that the parent doesn't want to have with the child.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of times it's the adult children that don't want to have the conversation. It's not the parents. Some parents are really open on having these conversations. You know, we hear it all the time. Oh, I went, you know, and I want to go and make all my funeral arrangements. And the kids are like, we don't want to talk about funeral arrangements. You're going to live for a long time. And it's like, you know, just having the conversation and making plans, it doesn't, you know, that doesn't mean you're dying. It won't kill you to do that.
No, you want to give your parents some kind of dignity as they're growing older, but maybe living alone isn't that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and each family is an individual, each person, what their goals and dreams are for their life. And then also each family has different values. And I think you really start to dig in to find out what a person's values are when their older parent or loved one, you know, starts to get sick. You really do see the best of people rise to the top.
And, you know, I imagine it puts a lot of pressure on family members, because it seems like there's very few times where the you know, brothers and sisters will all be here in the Denver area with the parent. You know, one's in California, one's in Florida, and then one's here having to deal with everything.
We see that all the time.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's the out of town, we call them long distance caregivers, that have strong opinions. And they're imposing that on
them. Because they're not here dealing with it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's the local the local child that usually can be spending from 25 hours a week managing all the doctor's appointments and the care and grocery shopping and all of that for a parent. I have a gentleman right now who he was fortunate to retire early, but he spent the last 3 years, his entire life has been taking care of his two parents. He's done it willingly. He's exhausted though. And so I've been really fortunate to be able to go in and help them, you know, find some resources and finally move to assisted living. And it's been a big relief to the family.
Well, I think most kids, I won't say all, but I believe most kids have no really problem understanding that now it's time to pay the parents back for what they did for them. And to spend that time, it is very draining. And I see this with my friend on the caregiving part.
It's exhausting.
Not just physical, the mental and emotional part of it, to watch your parent go through that.
Yes. I have another client who his parents are ready to sell the house. They're ready to sell. They're ready to move. And he was thinking that they would move in with him. And I had a long conversation with him, and I said, you know, I admire you so much for your values and who you are, and your parents obviously raised you really well to value family, but I want you to really think about what it means for your life and the impact that it's going to be on you, and are you really ready for that? Especially he has teenage girls that are in the house half the time. And so, you know, really having those honest conversations, because caregiving is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And so you really have to be prepared for that long-term commitment to your loved ones. And the caregiving journey, it changes. And there's, you know, aging, you know, there's always twists and turns in the aging journey as well. And so it's really making sure that the caregiver is doing the self-care needed to make sure that they can provide the quality care that they need, but still maintain those familial relationships too. That's really important.
Now, are there some facilities out there for those folks that don't have enough income to be able to help these folks? I don't know about Medicare or any. What are some of the ways that folks can get helped? You had told us during the break that somebody called for free.
Yeah. Someone called me yesterday and said, we're looking for free assisted living. I'm like, wow, that would be great.
Idea,
yeah. I would love that. That would be wonderful. You know, there's a great company that's called InnovAge. And InnovAge works with low-income seniors. And they do such an amazing job because they have a whole healthcare facility. They also have care managers. And they also have contracts with some assisted livings. And so they're a wonderful resource. I'm often working with them and their case managers.
Hmm. Again, Kelly O'Connor is our guest, Senior Care Authority. Her number, 720-500-2550. 720-500-2550. Their website, seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro. I was looking at your website and today and saw some things. And you know, like I say, we recently finished holidays. Maybe people were around loved ones they hadn't seen in a year or so, and they've thought, wow, they walked away going, man, have they declined a lot? You know, maybe even stability just walking. Because as we know, falls in the home put most people in.
They do fall to the number one.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. And so what are some other things that you say, hey, look, you know, if you notice this over the holidays, maybe visiting with relatives, you may want to give me a call to, you know, start that conversation.
One of the things a lot of people see in holidays is mom used to make certain dishes for the holidays, and she no longer, you know, making those dishes was too difficult. But so a lot of people will say, well, I really missed mom's stuffing. You know, every year she used to make that same stuffing, and it just wasn't there this year. But I think you start to see personal grooming and personal hygiene change. That's one of them. You'll see ladies that, you know, they used to always wear their jewelry and their lipstick and were perfectly kept, and it's just become a little bit too difficult where they're in their house coat more often. You'll see a lot of gentlemen will lose weight. That's often through malnutrition and or not proper nutrition. Mm-hmm. And you'll see they'll start to lose a lot of weight. Their clothes are baggier, those kind of things. Just really paying attention. You'll also can see some of the dementia and the repeating. Kurt, you mentioned earlier about people repeating. A lot of that's from isolation,
yes.
Where they're just spending too much time by themselves, so their thoughts are just rolling around. And a lot of times having that outside stimulation really can be beneficial in helping with that.
But just if your parent has to go to a facility, it's not like they're going away. You still can go over and spend time in many of them, unless they're in the one that need the 24-hour care. You can still go over and spend time because that communication helps them get by a whole lot better. And I noticed that with my mother-in-law, as she has some difficulty. The fact that we're there more often keeps her more generated and active in what she's going on.
It does. And most of the places you can visit 24 hours a day. So, you know, even if you're working late one evening and your mom happens to be a night owl, you can, you know, sneak over at 8 or 9 o'clock at night and visit too. But what I love about the parent-child relationship when someone moves into an assisted living is you get to really be the adult child instead of the caregiver. Mm-hmm. And so it really helps preserve and oftentimes enhance that relationship, because when you go over to visit, you can do... the basics are taken care of, the food, the grocery shopping, the laundry, the housekeeping, all of those basic things, the maintenance of the apartment, everything is taken care of by the assisted living community. And so you can really go over and just visit. And
talk about memories.
Exactly.
The fun times.
Yeah, the fun times, and enjoy your time together.
Yeah. Now, with all the facilities out there, you are associated with pretty much all of them. So when you sit with somebody, you kind of you want to match that person with the right facility for them in the area of town that they want to be in, correct?
Yes. And so what we do is we look and find out what their care needs are, what their goals are. Some people are very social, some are not very social. And so we want to really connect people with the right places and the ones that provide the right level of care at the right budget. And so what we do is we save families so much time and heartache and headache of calling places that don't meet their needs and goals. And so what we do is we show them different communities, and we really help them narrow it down to the ones that are worth their time and a personal visit to make sure that they already meet their needs ahead of the visit.
And to me, the greatest thing about this, your services don't cost me anything.
They don't. Our assisted living search is free.
Wow, talk about free. Hey, we all love free.
I don't have free care, but I got a free person to help me get there.
Yes, and that's what's really great. There's a wonderful program here in Denver where the senior living communities will compensate us and pay us for our time if we bring them and do all this pre-work with the families,
sure.
And that we bring qualified clients to them. They love it. It's really a great benefit all the way around.
Wow.
I had forgotten that. She doesn't charge.
Yeah, I always tell people, if you see a great place and you're driving by, just call me first and I'll give you the inside scoop, because I know the executive directors, I know the leadership team oftentimes, the activities director. I have a history on each one of the buildings. I have multiple clients at each one of them. You know, there's one community where I have 5 clients right now. And so, you know, I know how well they're doing, because on a tour, they can say they're going to do a great job.
Oh, sure.
But once you move in, are they really following through and providing that excellent care that they've promised. And those are the kind of things that I love being able to share that insider information with my clients.
And you probably follow up with those five, see how things going.
All the time.
Yeah, so you're
I hear about everything.
Yeah, that's right. That's good.
So beautiful landscaping or beautiful building and beautiful interiors don't necessarily mean wonderful care.
No.
To be honest. There's
one community that I love so much that it's not the fanciest in town, but it has the friendliest, most engaged, active community. They have, you know, 25 to 30 people every day that are doing exercises. Wow. And it's so inspiring when you walk in and you have that many 80, 85-year-olds that are doing their exercises every morning. It just inspires me so much to be there.
Together. Mm-hmm. With others.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy how long people are living today, isn't it? I mean, when you think about it. Because it seemed like when I grew up, when people would retire.
60, 65.
Yeah, I mean, 5-7 more years, yeah. I mean, they were gone, you know? And now you retire, and you may live another 25 or 30 years past retirement.
I had a gal call me. She was 88, and she said, I think that it's time that I start making a plan.
I'll start.
Yes.
I got a few more years, but I'll start.
But she could run circles around all of us. She's wonderful.
No kidding. Once again, Kelly O'Connor's our guest, Senior Care Authority. Her number, 720-500-2550. And as we mentioned, not only is a consultation free, but her services are free. And here's an offer for you. If you give her a call, mention you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters, they will do a service where they offer you free hospital or rehab visits by their staff at Senior Care Authority. And again, boy, they can cut out so much of the legwork. I don't know if you guys remember. I mean, man, growing up, you get your first apartment, you go around, look at 3 or 4 apartments, you're wore out. Can you imagine trying to go to all these different facilities, trying to figure out what they do, what they don't do? Who provides the best care? Who takes your insurance?
How much it costs?
To have somebody to do that for you.
And to have an advocate on your side that really will help you weigh the true apples and apples.
Sure.
I had one person, we were looking at different communities, and they're like, oh, it has a gorgeous pool. And I was thinking, when was the last time your mom swam? Was she ever a swimmer? Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Let's talk about what the things that matter to her.
Yeah.
And so making sure that we find the right social situation for your parent rather than things that the adult children think that are nice.
Right. Your interest is not in the facility. It's the right facility for them. So, you know, you're going to get paid wherever you take them, but you want to make sure the facility fits them.
Yes. And my whole goal is that they find a home.
Yes.
That they really find a place where they can build friendships, where they'll get the quality care. So I don't have any, you know, a special affiliation with any of the communities.
Right.
It's just across the board that I can represent them all equally, which I love.
So we'll come back. Let's talk about this because I think you said this earlier. When you don't have a plan, you end up panicking, Googling, or just trying to find a place in your neighborhood, and then you move somebody in there. Then you find out 2 months later that's the wrong place. That's very expensive. So let's talk about how we can have a good plan when we come back.
Great.
We'll be right back.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are, hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
Flesh and Beck know the dangers of riding a motorcycle because they ride too. And they have helped hundreds of motorcycle accident victims just like you. You were injured while riding your motorcycle. You thought your insurance would cover it. After all, you do have special motorcycle insurance. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills you can't afford, and none of it was your fault. You are not alone. Call Flesh and Beck today. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in a motorcycle accident, call Flesh and Beck Law at 303-806-8886 to find out if they can help you.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Now, many times you hear your radio host, like me, say something like, "Let me tell you about my friends at," then we'll talk about a sponsor that we truly believe in and endorse. Well, in this case, let me tell you about a company that really is part of my family, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. For over 13 years, we have trusted our furry family members to this wonderful staff. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. And their goal is to help you keep your pets happy and healthy throughout their life by providing complete pet care services every day, all at one location. We love the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center Boarding Lodge, and your pet will too. Your pet will receive one-on-one care and attention throughout their stay. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Check them out, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, located at 8681 Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. 303-708-8050, 303-708-8050, or check them out online at lonetreevet.com.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters brought to you by Kurt Rogers and our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, you've got any mortgage needs, and we're kind of talking about senior things today, but they do reverse mortgages as well. If you've got any questions at all on the mortgage end, give them a call, 720-895-0500, and their website, aimortgage.net. Our special guest today, if you're just getting in the car or turning on your radio, Kelly O'Connor, and Kelly's with Senior Care Authority. You can check out her website, seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro. And if you'd like to talk to her after the show, give her a call, 720-500-2550. And again, it is a free consultation. Her services, all the things that we're talking about that they provide are absolutely free to you as the client. And as Kelly mentioned, just to have someone that understands and can be your advocate and let you know what is the best thing for your loved one, boy, is a extremely valuable friend.
Oh, without a doubt, because as your parents get older, you start to see where you're headed, mm-hmm. and what it could happen to you, and how would you want to be treated. So there's a whole lot that's interacting here. And most as folks age, we were talking about it at the break, you know, at 60, 70, that used to be when we retired. Now you're 85, 90, 95, 100. So people 70, 80 years old are still very active. 88-year-old woman. It's really cute, that story. How? Yeah, I'm young enough. I'm 88. Let's go.
So I talked about, you know, maybe having a plan. Very few things go well without proper planning, we all know. So what are some things as caretakers, as we're seeing our loved ones maybe aging? I mean, Is it those initial consultations, trying to figure out, you know, and leave maybe putting it in a way where, hey, what do you want to do, you know, to the parent? I mean, or what are different ways to present this where it doesn't come across in a threatening way or you're trying to get them out of the house or whatever? Because like I say, when something happens, someone falls, breaks a hip, whatever, then all of a sudden, man, everybody's in a panic and they're probably making bad decisions.
I think the best way is if there's any kind of incident that happens, like if there's a neighbor friend who has a fall or gets sick, I always think that that's a great introduction to say, you know, Mrs. Reed, she's lived down the street for 30 years and, you know, she had a fall or she had to move to a senior living and you and I've never talked about that before. You know, what are your thoughts about what you would like? That's always a great introduction. A lot of times, another introduction is when a parent is no longer driving or when the adult child starts going to doctor's appointments with the parent, is to have that conversation with the doctor to say, when do we need to start having a plan in place? And, you know, what do we need to have in order? And, you know, I always think that's the right time to have the conversations. And certainly when someone goes to the hospital or rehab, that's when I usually get involved, is to come in and have those conversations about what we're going to do when we go home, back home, or what are we going to do next, which would possibly be moving to senior living.
Mm-hmm. And those conversations, you know, we talked again on the break, that they shouldn't be 3 to 6 months before you plan on doing something. They probably should. That's kind of a quick turnaround. They probably should be 12 months out. Start having the initial conversation.
Yes, definitely well in advance. And the sooner the better. And what happens is over time, as we age, because none of us have ever been an elder before. You know, you only become an elder one time. And so as you age, your goals may change and shift a little bit too. So it's not just a one-time conversation. It is an ongoing conversation. And what I hear a lot of people say is, oh, I don't need to talk about that now because I'm probably not moving for 2 to 3 years. Well, it could take 2 to 3 years to downsize your home. By the time your kids come in and are able to come and help and maybe take some of the belongings that, you know, they've always wanted, you know, a certain dresser or to put their name on, name on certain things or to go through, you know, a lot of times people have basements full of paperwork and, you know, memorabilia, and it just takes a long time to be able to go through all those things. So some of these conversations can take place, you know, a couple years in advance as well. And then a lot of places have wait lists that are, you know, 3 years long. And so if you're looking...
What do you do in that? I mean, you know.
You start early.
That's right. Get your name on a wait list somewhere.
Yes.
And if you don't use it, it's okay.
It's okay. And most of the deposits are fully refundable.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if there's, you know, two great places that you think that eventually you'd want to move to, you can go on both of the wait lists. There's a lot of it is dependent on floor plan. So there's one beautiful community that they have a 3-year wait list on their 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartments. And so these are beautiful apartments, but you need to, you know, identify that that's the place you'd like to move really far in advance, because by the time 2 or 3 years comes about and you're ready, it's not the time to start looking for the first time.
Yeah. And what is the range of pricing that you can see from what to what? What's the flooring and what's the ceiling?
So in independent living, I have some communities that are right around $2,200 for an apartment with a meal program. And then assisted living, you'll see them start at maybe $3,800. The average price is between $5,000 and $6,000 per month. And you can see skilled nursing that can be between, you know, it will typically start at $7,500 and could go up to $11,000. It just depends on which place and where.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wide range of pricing.
Yeah.
And listening to all that, I'm going to ask you to do this again. Why should somebody use you instead of go out on their own? I know the answer. I'll just say it again.
Well, one, they're certainly welcome to go out on their own, but right. using someone like myself, it really helps because we have the inside scoop on each one of the places. And so we can help them evaluate what it is that they're really looking for and clarify that ahead of time. And then we can help match them with the communities that are going to meet their needs. A lot of it is budgetary restrictions. Some is care restrictions. A lot of times, if you have a couple, you'll have one person that needs some physical support and another person that needs some cognitive support. And so finding a place that can do both of those. So we really save people all the headache and the heartache of narrowing down the places to go and visit, so you're using your time a lot wisely. And the one thing that I do caution people is going online and filling in your information, because if you go in and fill in your information, you will get spammed and phone called and all of those
pushed.
Kind of things. And put, yes, people, you'll get phone calls all the time. And then you're also signing a contract with those websites that they own your contact information for up to 2 years. And so that prevents you from using an independent agent like myself.
See, the advantage that you didn't mention, they can come to you, learn everything that you can answer, all their questions, the facilities, the cost, all that. There's no obligation to them. There's no cost to them. So when they're ready, they know where to find the right place. They come back to you and you set it up for them.
Yes, and it's a big benefit to the adult children, because when they say, call Kelly, if something goes wrong, call Kelly, and Kelly will know exactly what to do.
Right.
It's really great. And so we're able to say, well, in meeting your mom, here's what I remember about her. And this was something that was really important. And so having, you know, a third party and some outside eyes really helps in the situation as well.
Wow. Once again, you can check out Kelly's website. It is seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro. Her number, 720-500-2550. Again, 720-500-2550. And I don't know if you do this, so if you don't, forgive me, but it may be a good idea. Hey, if somebody's got a church group or a group of seniors or something that they wanted you to come and kind of just talk about your services, is that something you're open to doing?
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Okay.
I would love to do that. That's one of my favorite things, is talking about assisted living and senior living in general. And so if there's any group that would like to have me come out, I would love to do that. And one thing that I think is really important, especially for a church group, is because oftentimes it's your folks at church that will have missed seeing you because you're no longer driving, you know, a lot of times, or, you know, you'll share a little bit more with those folks. And so we can talk about, you know, a sort of caring community too, and how do we look out for each other.
Yeah, great. Once again, her number is 720-500-2550. We got to take our last break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Why are seniors obtaining a reverse mortgage? No mortgage payments, of course. Hello, this is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. You can live in your home for as long as you wish. It is your home. It's your money. So call me, Steve Hurley, at AIM, 720-895-0500. Let's discuss your options. No pressure, just education via information. NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA. An equal opportunity lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
David R. Cishan is a certified estate planner, regional vice president of Householder Group, and a registered representative with LPL Financial. David Cishan knows that building a secure financial plan begins with comprehensive strategies in estate planning, income distribution, tax and investment planning, and risk management. Cishan Financial is a family business, and they treat their clients like family. Cishan Financial holds to the highest fiduciary standards, representing their clients' interest above all else. Call now for your free consultation, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. We've got a few minutes left here with our special guest, Kelly O'Connor, Senior Care Authority. Her website, seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro. And once again, her number for that free consultation, 720-500-2550. And if you've just caught bits and pieces of our interview today with Kelly, her services are absolutely no cost to you as the client. So I'm telling you, this is a great resource to help you out. And if you've got any questions at all, highly recommend her. So I hope you'll give her a call, 720-500-2550. Real quick, and I know Kurt had another question for you, but we talked about earlier, you know, someone calling you, but hey, are there any free places out there? But are there places out there for what we might term low income?
There are definitely low income. There's low income housing. There's 55 plus housing. Okay. And then there's also senior living communities that have restaurants with activities and programs that that you can find. Yeah, so they're definitely out there. There's not as many as there used to be.
Yeah, right.
And they all have really long wait lists, so that's one thing I really encourage people is to, if they're in that situation, to make sure and do some early planning.
Okay.
Now, you need to tell me about you being the reigning, yeah, I got to make sure I get this right, young professional of the year in aging, that you're the reigning.
Yes.
Young professional.
I was dethroned last month. I was actually dethroned, but even though I'm in my 50s, I was the young professional in aging.
Youngster.
Yeah, but I'm a youngster in our industry. They had two awards. They have a Pioneer Award. This is the Gerontological Society, which does amazing work. I love the Colorado Gerontological Society. And so they have two awards, the Pioneer Award and the Young Professional in Aging Award. And I was really honored. Eileen Doherty is their executive director, and she's an amazing woman and really saw my commitment to education and also my passion and advocacy for clients. So it is quite an honor.
Which brings up my next question. Why work for your company?
Well,
why your company?
Why? One, because I have been through the caregiving journey myself.
Yes.
That was one of the reasons that I got into the industry, was because I have my own personal story. But also, I've spent these last nearly 10 years, coming up on 10 years, really investing in education for myself. I have a master's in spiritual psychology. I also have a professional certification in gerontology. And I've been through tons of training courses to really make sure that I bring, you know, the best of what is out there as far as education to my clients and their families.
You bring in a whole lot more than most people.
A whole lot more. Thank you for saying that. But I do. But I also bring my friendship and my love. I think that's one thing that's really important.
You said a whole lot.
Yes, I had three clients pass away 2 weeks ago, and I tell you, it just hits me so hard sometimes. But I get really close with the families and with the elders. I really care. And so making sure that we can, you know, walk through the journey, no matter where the aging journey takes all of us, you know, we're one big, big happy family.
Now, you talked about a personal story that got you into this work. tell us the personal story.
I did. My mom, when I was 23, unfortunately, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so I was living in California. She lived in Florida. So I moved home because we had two grandmothers who lived with us at the time. And so what I found myself was not only, you know, making sure that my mom, you know, got to her appointments and, you know, my dad, my brothers were involved in the caregiving as well, but making sure that my grandmothers were cared for. And one grandmother had decided that she was going to move to a CCRC, which is the Continuing Care Retirement Community. We have several of those here in Denver, Holly Creek, Windcrest, some places like that. She decided that that's what she would like to do. And then my mom's mother decided that she wanted to stay at home. And so I was able to help her with care. Her church really rallied around her as well. And we were able to get her care until my mom passed away. And then my grandmother had decided that she wanted to move to an assisted living. So I was able to help her do that. So in my 20s, I was able to take care of lots of people. It wasn't quite, you know, the 20-year-old experience. And then my father later had Parkinson's disease and passed away too. So, you know, I have had four significant passings in my life. So I bring that empathy with the caregiving journey to all my clients and their experience. I've sort of been there, done that.
Yeah. You understand the process that people go through, the different areas that they go through. One went into a place, the other one wanted to stay home.
Yeah. Yes.
So.
Yeah, and every family, you know, I always say they always have different goals and priorities, and I was lucky to be able to move home at, you know, 23. I didn't have much invested in my career to be able to move home and be closer to my family. And I feel really blessed to have done that.
And it's hard to believe that anybody would ever say, you know, well, I wish we hadn't had this plan. You know,
yeah.
Most people are saying, I wish we would have had this conversation or had a plan.
We kind of kicked this can down the road when you were talking earlier about, you know, maybe life insurance and that one, or what do we do with our parents? Because it's an uncomfortable one. But it's a whole lot worse if you wait too long.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to get it out now and you know, kind of shelve and say, at least I know and I have somebody I can go to.
Right. Yeah, and making decisions in a crisis, you can't
never good.
You can't make your best decisions during a crisis time. And so that's what, you know, I love being able to come in and help my families really make some good decisions. A lot of times it's really, you know, quick. Medicare gives you a 3-day cutoff. You know, in 3 days, you have to make some quick decisions. Hospitals will discharge you that, yeah. You know, that day. It can get really hairy. So that's why I love being there for my clients.
Wow. Well, the best decision you can do is write down this phone number, 720-500-2550, 720-500-2550, her website, seniorcareauthority.com/Denver Metro. And once again, Kelly offers with her group, up to 10 free hospital or rehab visits, and someone with Senior Care Authority will accompany you on those. But again, they know all these different places, and once they figure out your needs, that's how they can best help you. So, Kelly, great information. Always great to see you.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks,
I love
Kelly.
Being here.
And again, you got any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. We want to thank you for being with us today. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com, as well as seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And if you need us, our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.